everybody. Welcome to Mommy's Crime Time. It's Jenny, and I wanted to talk about something that is bugging me. And what is bugging me is this Evelyn Boswell case. I am seriously losing sleep over this. And why? Because there is a 15-month-old little girl missing, and we don't know where she is. And the only thing that I can think about is Casey Anthony. I'm telling you, the two cases are so similar. There are so many things that are like parallels. It's making me insane. And I want to talk about those things and just kind of tell you guys about the red flags that I'm seeing. Maybe I'm crazy, I don't know, but it's worrying me. So I'll start out with the fact that both of these cases are surrounding a missing toddler girl. We know Kaylee Anthony was only 2 years old, and Evelyn Boswell is 15 months old. So both are young little girl toddlers that have just gone missing. Both have been missing for a long period of time before they've been reported. I mean, Kaylee Anthony was 31 days before she was reported missing, and we thought that was, you know, the craziest thing we had ever heard at that point. And now Evelyn, it's been 2 months that she's been missing before she's been reported missing. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, you got both of these little girls that have gone a long time before they were reported missing. And this is a huge red flag for me, because typically if you don't, you know, jump on it, report it, then you're hiding something. I think about my kids, if one of mine were gone like 5 minutes, I'd be ready to call 911. I don't even know if I could spend time looking for them before I called 911. I can't imagine months or a month going by without doing anything. Another crazy thing that I realized is that both of these little girls were reported missing by a grandparent, not by their own mother. Kaylee Anthony was reported by her grandmother. If you remember, Cindy Anthony called 911 actually 3 times, but in the one that everyone has heard where she was saying, "We got the car back today and it smells like there's been a dead body in it." You know, this is her calling and saying, you know, "I didn't know my granddaughter was missing. My daughter just said that she left her with a nanny and she can't find her." And then we know with Evelyn that her grandfather is the one who called. Ultimately, they ended up to her being reported missing because he called CPS and they called law enforcement. So neither one were reported missing by their own mother. That's troubling again. It's been such a long time since they, you know, been gone or been missing, and neither were reported by their moms. Don't understand that. Not at all. Neither one of these moms have shown any urgency in finding their child. Both of them, you know, they haven't reported them. They've just, you know, had no concern. They have not been worried about it. Just whatever. "Oh, my kid's gone. Don't know where they are." But they have not been like, "Oh my God, I've got to find my child. We got to search." Neither one of them have been that way. Both act nonchalant when they were interviewed, or like, "Oh, it's okay. She'll turn up. Don't worry. She's out there. I know she's close." Both of them have acted this way. Like, "Oh, I know she's okay out there somewhere. She'll be back." This also worries me because, like I just said, if it was my kid that was missing, I would be a hot mess. I would not be, "I'm sure they'll be back." I mean, this is a toddler. This is a little tiny child that can't take care of themselves, and you don't find it important to call 911 right away? Crazy. Both of these are young mothers. Both of them have had their children fairly young, especially Maggie Megan Boswell, as she's only 18. Pregnant again, but both of them are young. You know, maybe they were too young. Maybe they weren't mature enough. Maybe that is why, in a way. I'm not saying it as like a justification, but it seems that both of them were enjoying their child-free lifestyle before their child was discovered as missing. Kaylee Anthony had been gone for 31 days. Meanwhile, Casey had been out getting a tattoo, Bella Vita. That means, you know, like, wonderful life or some crap like that, and she was partying up in clubs and, you know, body contests and all this stuff. And you've got Maggie over here with her new boyfriend. Oh, they're building a house and everything's so peachy, and she's gone to this trip to Gatlinburg, and oh, my daughter's with her dad, you know, everything's fine, everything's great, I'm having another baby. To me, it's weird because both of them have just enjoyed, it seems like, the time that they haven't had their child. Enjoying being kid-free, both young. Maybe they missed out on part of their childhood and their teenagehood or whatever, and they're just trying to get that time back. Either way, it's definitely a red flag. Okay, so a few more red flags are that both Casey Anthony and Maggie Boswell have recently gotten into a new relationship. With Casey, she had only been dating her boyfriend Tony Lazaro, for a couple months. So, new boyfriend, maybe she wanted to have this child-free life. Same thing with Maggie. She's been dating this guy, Hunter Wood. Both are new relationships. Both were with someone who did not have children. So maybe the child was in the way. Maybe they wanted to get rid of the child so they could spend more time with this boyfriend. Either way, it's another similarity between the two. And when it comes to the men in their lives, neither of these little girls had like a real father figure. I'm not saying this in any way to throw off on Ethan Perry, but he is rumored to not be the biological dad, although he's been there for, Evelyn since birth. But he's not on the birth certificate from what I've read. He's not actually present as he's in the military and he's in Louisiana. And we all know that there was never a dad in the picture for Kaylee and that her biological dad was never known or even named. So there's not a father figure in either case that could say, where's my kid? Like, I'm supposed to get him every other weekend or whatever. Haven't seen him. So there's not another party in this relationship that could notice the child was gone. Both of them lie to police every time they open their mouth about things that are easily confirmed and disproved. Look at Casey Anthony. She even went to Universal Studios, walked in there pretending that she worked there, knowing that investigators knew she did not work there. She was waving at people that worked there, acting like she knew them. Same thing with Maggie. She's lied about bullcrap like, oh, well, Ethan has her, and tomorrow I'm supposed to meet him in the parking lot of the grocery store at 4 o'clock to get her back. Obviously, this was easily disproved. This was something that a couple phone calls could prove to be a lie. Both of them have just lied every time they talk. They've both done their best to, hamper the investigation with their lies. And both ultimately ended up charged with, as we know, Maggie is in jail now, and Casey Anthony was charged with 4 counts of giving false information to law enforcement. So both of them have this also in common. Another odd thing is the cars. In both these cases, there's a car that has been at the center or very, very important in the investigation. Now, with Casey Anthony, it was that Pontiac Sunfire, the one that was towed, her dad went and got, he smelled decomp in it. Her mom, she retracted her statement that it smelled like a dead body. She said she only said that to get law enforcement to come out, but we do know that Casey's dad, George, said, "I was a cop. I know the smell of decomp. That is what I smelled in that car." We know that the canine cadaver dogs alerted on the trunk. She had a dead body in that trunk. So this car was a big deal. Also, with this BMW with the Evelyn Boswell case, the grandfather of Maggie, which is Angela, her mom's dad, said that he was there when they gave her the car. He says Hunter Wood and Maggie Boswell both came to his home and gave Angela the keys and told her it was hers, and they will go get the title done in a couple days. Why? If this is true, and I don't see why this elderly man would lie, what is it about the car? Was this something that they did to set her mom up? They knew it would be part of this Amber Alert. What did they do something with the child using this car? And maybe that's why they wanted to, pass it off to someone else to put the blame on them. We know that Maggie's done everything she can to throw her mom under the bus this far, so maybe, but weird that in both cases there's something with a car. Now on to my last and in my opinion my most important, point of all of this is Nanny Zanny. Casey Anthony claimed that she took her daughter to the sitter, Nanny Zanny, while she was working. This is the exact same thing that Evelyn Boswell was supposedly, done with. Maggie says she was with my mom. My mom was watching her for me to work. So both of them have said that they had took their child somewhere while they were working. Now, in Casey Anthony's case, it was Nanny Zanny, and I'm guessing that we'll start calling Maggie's mom Nanny Granny because she is saying the exact same thing. Both of them have claimed that while the person had their child, they tried calling them or going to where they were to get their child, and the person would not answer the phone or had left or fled, and they believe that person took their child. These are some crazy similarities, and these are just a few that I just really had on my mind and wanted to talk about. It's scary because it's so similar, and we all know how the case of Casey Anthony ended up with Kaylee's body being found, in December, and she was reported missing, months before that, and her poor little body was found completely decomposed with skeletal remains. I'm terrified that something like this is going to happen with Evelyn. I don't know why everyone in this family can't seem to get their story straight. I don't know why Maggie is being such a, I don't want to say what I'm thinking, I'll say a bitch. Why she won't just be honest and tell the truth about where her child is, because we all know she knows. Even her own grandfather said when they get to the bottom of this, it's going to be Maggie. So both of these cases are too much alike, and the whole nanny zanny, nanny granny thing scaring me to death. Just wanted to talk to you guys about that. Just wanted to put it out there. Maybe we'll get more information about where Evelyn is. I'm hoping and praying she is somewhere with someone and she is safe and that she doesn't end up anything like Kaylee Anthony. But she does appear to have a mother, Maggie Boswell, who is in so many ways just like Casey Anthony.